and you're obviously too cool to listen to sound, so you like to watch it. Okay, that sounds...
Well, no, because as I said, to actually listen to it, I would have to do all sorts of audio rerouting, because...
I don't listen to... Yeah. Listen to
that's
sound.
Right up your alley, that.
Right, which one of you cunts has got an award for producing audio for the BBC? It's me, isn't it?
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
I think it might be working. Right. I've got to re-queue up all my fucking stuff now. Jesus. No. Yeah.
Have your queues soundboard going on?
What?
About 4Q.
For Furcue, as Chris Morris would say.
Visit us at www.pod.com.
Yes, hello, good evening, everyone. This is... Oh, hang on a minute. Is this an edit point? Do we need to discuss anything before I pretend we played a theme tune?
No, I think I'm good.
No, okay. All right, there we go then. StrangeTimeShow.com. Hopefully you're all listening to this, because... I could have sworn I saw waveforms. Maybe that should be the podcast title. I saw waveforms. Hey. Or I saw waveforms. There you go. Waveforms. Typing with one hand because...
You want to take a piss of this recording?
And so it continues. Yes, dear listeners, I know the last one you listened to was episode 509. This is 5112. 5112? 512? I do have two others to finish editing because life's been so bloody busy, hasn't it, Lena? Oh, she was a bit loud. Should have never given them the vote. How are you all?
Didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, what, you didn't hear Lena Lovitch?
No.
Ah, oh, fucking cunts. Oh, maybe it'll be, can you hear this? Did you hear any music?
Nope.
Oh, minge buckets. I'm going to play it anyway. Oh, no. What's the fucking point in anything, eh? again, dear listeners, sorry for the lack of irregularities. Yeah, that'll be a fucking first. Lack of regularities. Fucking life gets annoyed, doesn't it? We've certainly got in the way of me editing and releasing the previous two shows.
We've got to keep expectations low.
Yes, because things can only get better, as some keyboardist turned scientist once sung or sang. Dom, you're the words man.
Sang.
Thank you. Right, okay. I'm gutted that the sound's not working. Well, it some sound is. Oh,
I was going to say, it might be coming through on yours. It's just not coming through on ours.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking technology, innit? Oh, dear. Maybe we should move to another platform, like a Google Meeting or something. I don't know. The cool kids use Zoom now, don't they?
I've got Zoom, I think. Yeah. Platform 13.
Platform 13, what's that? Is that where you get off your wanking on a Thursday?
No, it's just a renowned platform at Piccadilly Station. If you've got to get a train, it's from Platform 13. You've got a 7-mile walk after you go through the barriers.
I thought it was like some Harry Potter thing where you run screaming into a wall with your cock out.
No.
Try and bust through the wall with your cock.
You can have your cock out if you wish. It's not frowned upon. I mean, it's not encouraged, but it's not frowned upon.
You can have your cock out if you wish. Wasn't that a song in that film where they all take their clothes off?
Debbie Does Dallas.
Blimey, there's a classic, eh? That one there didn't get any golden... Well, yeah, it was a couple of Golden Globes in it. Dom, how's your week been, sir?
Good, quiet, nice, all right. Yeah. Good. I bought myself a record player.
Oh, yes, your dancer, or as you would say, a danset.
Dancer DPR 10, I think it is, which is also known as the
Love a bit of DPR.
It was owned by a rank organisation at that point. So it's from 1969, just before they went bankrupt. And it was it also advertised under the name as a Bush record player as well. Exactly the same as before.
We like a bit of Bush, don't we? Right, yeah, because we saw, dear listeners, you won't have the benefit of this because you're not in our secret chat group. But yeah, Dom.
Hi.
Has bought this really, really cool Dunsat record player. And it looks, couldn't hear all of the sound probably because it's just over sort of like Facebook Messenger. But yeah, yeah, it looks like the Mutt's Nuts, mate.
Yeah, sweet. And it sounds better than I expected. Considering it's a mono speaker built into the unit and it's like, what is it, 56 years old or something.
That's not old. That's not old.
Not compared to you, obviously.
It is.
Hey, look, I'm not... yeah. I'm not 57 until August, all right?
What is?
Oh, you fucking gans. Well, you're all in... Well, no, Dom, you're not in your 50s, are you?
I fuck, I'm 49. I'm a mere stripling.
Yeah. Cat's in his 50s now.
Yeah, I'm nearly dead.
Nearly dead.
He's probably dead.
Yeah.
That was a nice video of your stereo unit, Dom.
It's really cool.
Probably ruined by playing the Eagles through it, but anyway.
Well, no, that was a cleanest record I could find. all my records, because it turns out, of dusty as fuck, and I didn't want to break it by playing some shit, so that's the cleanest one I could find. I've been playing. Oh, mind you, saying that, I was playing today. I've had on the Beatles, followed by Frank Sidebottom, followed up by Jimmy Somerville. So eclectic is the word when it comes to my collection.
So eclectic, it could have been on the Bitter Sound Experience live on Noisebox Radio every Thursday, 9 p.m.
Okay. It was, and I listened to sections of it the other night.
Oh, nice one, cool. Yeah, it's the second most downloaded. Show on Mixcloud from the station, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
It's all right. It's going quite well.
Hang on a second. That means if it's anything like a normal radio station, which it isn't because you can say motherfucker on it, that means that you're going to keep getting bumped up and bumped up. So you're either going to go to Saturday night slot or the breakfast slot.
What happens
if it's back with us? Are you going to fucking dump us and go with them?
In a heartbeat, yeah.
Did it pay you?
No, I never get paid for doing what I like doing. It's like radio.
Raping.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It was only a matter of time, wasn't it? It was only a moment. I'm doing it for the love of radio, free speech and eclectic playlist. Isn't it? it's a good laugh. Where else would you hear New Order 1 minute? Cardiacs the next, and Lorna Shore after that.
Your sex dungeon?
My sex dungeon. No, I had to sell that because there's not much point. You have to have sex in a sex dungeon, don't you? Are you happy, Thatcher? What? Sorry?
You're on the first floor as well, so it's awkward with the neighbours downstairs.
Yes. Well, I say downstairs, they're kind of like under the patio.
Yeah.
So, Kat, how's your lovely week been? Does it involve asbestos and house moving?
No, it doesn't involve house moving or asbestos. The asbestos is gone.
You snorted it all up.
Yeah, so that's good news. And we got a date from the builder to say we'll have the slab poured on this date.
Racist.
So I said, great. And I let my building inspector know, they're going to pour on this date. So they said, all right, we'll come the day before. We'll check out everything. So, of course, fucking the builders, they've left it to the last minute so that all the framework and stuff that's done for the slab with all the reinforced steel that goes into it is all done at the last minute. And, basically there's fucking hardly any time for us to get our inspector in, do a report, get the report back. So now our inspector found a bunch of things that they said were wrong with it, gave it to sent it to the building company, all their other bits and pieces, all the higher-ups that need to know that something was wrong. So they turned up on the site manual. Okay, yeah, I'll just fix this, and then I'll just pull the slab. But they said, well, we need verification that it's fixed. So now we've got the pictures that he sent, and we've given those to our inspector, and hopefully that covers it. If it doesn't, then they'll go back to the engineers and figure out how they're going to fucking make this right, which is going to be fun because they're already asking for their money. So it's a fucking pain in the ass, man.
Jesus. It'll be done one day.
I think that they... No, but if the slab's not... hasn't been built correctly and there's a fault in it, we aren't going to know until something happens down the track and it's a big crack in the side of the house, so...
Oh, fucking hell, man. Yeah. Jesus, it never ends, does it?
Not like your crack. Not that big.
Oh, right. Oh, well, thank fuck for that.
Yeah, so that's been going on. Apart from that, it's just work, going to the gym with my son. So I've been playing FIFA Ultimate Team with him. And my daughter started painting again.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
It's good. Yeah. Eldest son's got back from the US where he had his meetings with Disney and a few other places.
How did that all go?
Well, you won't find out until they either give him an answer about anything they talked about. So he's got a couple of weeks to wait. So just got to sit and hope that it went well. Yeah.
Oh, fingers crossed on that.
Yeah. That'd be good. But other than that, not much at all. It's been pretty fucking boring. When I say boring, it's been just been filled with that house shit. Like, that's a constant fucking banging your head against the fucking wall.
Jesus, sounds like it, mate.
It's such a fucking treat. What about you, mate? What have you been doing?
Bill paying work-wise, the usual old grindstone, training someone. They are a good person and coachable, which is always good when you're trying to train someone. Though if you've ever tried to, like, train someone who's...
You're training up your replacement, basically.
Yeah, for this show. It's an inanimate cardboard rod with a bigger penis than mine, which is not that difficult, let's be honest.
A cardboard rod?
Yeah. No, carbon. Sorry, it's a callback to an old Simpsons episode where I think Homer Simpson was replaced by an inanimate carbon. I'd press a sound effect button, but you can't hear it. Not a great deal else has happened, really. I've just been adapting to getting used to doing this 2-hour slot on noiseboxradio.com. Because it takes quite a lot of prep, because you've got to do a certain amount of maths and stuff in it to make sure that all your like section of songs fits that segment. You know, count backwards.
Are you counting again?
Yes.
I've told you about fucking counting.
Look, I've got three fingers on one hand. I've got four fingers on the other, and I've got two of my toes left, so that's enough to count to... Oh, I'm lost.
70-12.
That's it, 70-12. If you got one bean and you add another bean, how many beans have you got? More beans.
More beans.
Yeah. What's that
from? Very small casserole. Blackadder.
Blackadder, that's right, yeah. Ah, Blackadder, slack bladder. So there's that. And I bought this bit of vinyl. Hang on a minute. I've just got to go find it. This is over here. Ah, shit. Right. Yeah, this, not that I ever sort of just buy vinyl without knowing what the fuck it is, but it's got spangly things on. But yeah, there's this group called, A Place to Bury Strangers. Synthesizer. And it's a really good album. The actual album cover is a printed circuit board which you can connect to an actual keyboard and a synthesizer. It's absolutely fucking mental. The music's pretty good as well. But hopefully they'll all die and I'll sell this for lots of money. it's good. I like it. I think I might have put it up on my socials the other day.
I feel like I'm on Spotify.
Synthesizer, A Place to Bury Strangers. It's all kind of like lo-fi analog synthy drum machine stuffy things. It's all right, actually. In fact, I might play some on the Bitter Sound Experience next week. Oh, dear. I've been really good, right, with them going to the gym and not doing lots of, like, fucking shoveling pies down my throat and up my arse. And I've managed to lose a fair bit of weight. And I had a moment of weakness today. It was called having some edibles. And I've had about fucking two burgers and a bar of chocolate. And I'm going, oh, I can't see my cock again now. yeah.
Take it out of your cat.
Yeah. But, oh, dear.
Oh, poor old P.
Poor old P. Yeah, so not a great deal to report. Not a great deal to chat about, really, because I've been quite sort of like on the level. Nothing too drastic, which is nice. Been thinking about a holiday.
And holidays are nice.
Yeah, they are nice. Thinking about going to Malta.
Egypt?
Oh, no, not Egypt. No, Malta. I've heard lots of good things back from other people who have been. And for a lazy bastard like me, it's really good because most of the people there speak English. So I don't have to get stressed about trying to bloody order food and condoms and shit.
And even weirder is they actually like the English as well.
Do they?
So
blimey.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Oh, okay.
That's rare.
It is. Very, bless you. It, yeah. Oh, look, see, wait, I want to play...
Where else are you looking? Hotel-wise or area-wise? Or
well, we're at what we call concept stage at the moment. Claire said, should we go to Malta? And I said, you're all right. And that's about as far as we got so far. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
You guys got any holidays planned?
No, nothing. Yeah. Don't need a fucking break though, but nothing but as of yet. Possibly Malta though, weirdly enough.
Really? Get you.
But I'm like it there, so I'm toying with just a week away.
Oh, right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, what? Him.
Him. Well, my niece is getting married in Zimbabwe. That's going to cost so much to get there, so fucking hell. I don't know if that's going to be even possible.
You're very racist, obviously. So you're very racist to Africa or anything.
Yeah, don't you hang out with the commoners. No. so it's going to cost a shit ton of money. And I think when she's getting married, it's the fucking season where all the prices peak. So I can't enough. I want a bar of that because we've got massive working on a massive mortgage at the moment. So maybe not.
Oh goodness!
Let some other cunt go and then just tell them to record it or FaceTime it or something or fucking Teams it.
Bring back a stick of rock.
What's she wearing? White? Oh yeah, I think I've seen that one.
Sorry,
that cut out.
I said two people doing something else where later on one of them might regret. Yep, I've seen this one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so apart from that, I think my good wife Jenny was thinking about going to Adelaide for the weekend, which is the city 2 hours west. It's a 2 hour flight on a plane.
I was going to say 10 minute walk.
You get a number 37 bus and you, it costs two lumps of coal. Because, of course, going anywhere, any kind of, because your cities are like way, way, way apart. Whereas over here, there's just fucking 3 hours up the M1, isn't it?
Practically join, yeah. Most of our cities are
it's a car park.
Well, apparently in England, and I read this on the internet, so it's obviously true. At any point in England, you're only 70 miles away from the coast.
Erect,
yes, I am. Thank you very much. I didn't think I had my camera on. So say, if you plonked yourself in the middle of Australia, okay,
God.
Well, actually,
you're weeks away.
Yeah, you're probably burned to a crisp because it's all fucking Mad Max territory out there, isn't it?
Yeah, out in the fucking middle. Yeah, you're just dead.
You're just dead. Yeah. I'll tell you what,
I'm surprised they haven't done that stuff. Have you seen that that greening stuff that China's been doing with
China
trees? China. They've been planting
vagina
trees next to the Gobi Desert. Yeah, I've been planting trees next to a vagina. No, they've been planting for the last time they have a couple of decades. They've been planting trees next to the Gobi Desert to stop sandstorms and stuff from coming across.
Right.
Yeah, almost.
And they've planted like a billion trees.
Right. That's good, though, right?
So I don't know why we don't do that in Australia. Because the trees, the way they've planted them, they dig it like a horseshoe so that if it's on any kind of slope, the horseshoe faces to where the water will run in so that whenever any water that goes near the plant will get to the roots. So now they've got these fucking huge forests. So I don't know why we don't do that here. Well, they're actually doing it in Africa as well, near the Sahara. All the countries on the bottom of the Sahara are doing the same thing China's doing so they can stop the expansion of the desert.
It's a slow idea because you've obviously – it's almost like the forest would then produce its own water and then attracts the water somehow. So you can't just do it for like 20 miles and expect it to do it. It's almost like you have to do half a mile and then the trees cover that area and then the weather system follows it, as it were. Then keep doing that until you can get rid of all the desert.
Yeah, you can mass plant, but
mass what?
Yeah, before it's going to rain. So you plant it all, and then it rains, and then it gets watered. And because of the way it's planted, it catches some water, and they survive. So, yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Seriously, though,
I've been to the fucking seaside. No, fuck that, mate. I've been to the seaside before. I know how it works. What you do is, like, you just go to the seaside, then you take a couple of spades, shovels. That can get misconstrued, can't it? Or misunderstood. Shovels. I meant, fucking meant shovels, of course. And then you just dig a trench, and then sort of like walk backwards with, whilst you're digging the trench with your shovels. And then the water follows it, and then you've just got lots of water in the middle of Australia. Piss, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's true, Dan. The trees love salty water with fish in them, don't they?
I thought it was all like Evian water down there with all the light purified by hobbits.
No.
Well,
that's only the bottles from Fiji.
From where?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Oh, you're right then. Actually, I'm just trying to picture where Fiji is, actually. My geography is worse than my bloody history, I tell you. Fiji, God, I'm going to have to go on Google Maps now. Is it down the road from me?
Yeah, it's just a turn left at Dagenham.
Right.
And then you go straight for about 4,000 kilometres.
Yeah, and then it's all 1,000 miles.
It's near Japan, isn't it?
Yeah,
sure. It's on the same planet.
Fuck it.
Compared to the sun, everywhere's near Japan.
Mount Fuji. Oh, Jesus. Fucking hell. Clunky gear change. I've been watching, I know it's been out for a while, but I've been watching that TV series. It's from the Star Wars canon, Andor. It's really, really bloody good, actually. I don't know if either of you two have seen it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, good.
I've seen series one.
Yeah.
Is it full of Ewoks?
Oh, sorry. What?
Is it full of Ewoks?
No, not an Ewok. Well, I mean, I've only seen, six shows so far, but there's not an Ewok inside. It's set just before the film Rogue One. Yeah, it's really good. I've been catching up with The Last of Us. No spoilers in case anyone's just getting into the second series, but fucking hell, that episode, Jesus Christ.
They all died.
Yeah. The rest of the series is just a black screen. Oh, speaking of weirdness on the telly.
6 hours of watching their corpses decay.
Yeah. Oh, now that I would watch. Maybe I'll pitch that to Charlie Brooker for the next series of Black Mirror, because there's a new series of Black Mirror out now, isn't there?
Yeah, that's a bit hit and miss again.
Is it? I've not seen any yet. Although I need to catch up because I only saw a couple of the last one. I think. Yeah.
I think I've seen them all. That episode's finished. Let's start the next one.
Yeah. That's a bit disappointing.
It is, yeah, because some of the early episodes are fucking amazing, but I don't know. I'm not saying it's run its course, because it could basically run forever, but yeah, I just wasn't sold.
I was hoping that they'd do another one of those like Bandersnatch ones, where you get to choose like the certain elements of the outcome with your remote control whilst it's playing. Did either of you two do that?
I did it on that.
I couldn't tell you what it was about. I was watching it on my iPad,
yeah. Yeah, it's really bloody clever. Must have taken fucking ages to do.
No, it's just like you choose your own adventure.
I still think we should write our own choose your own adventure. It'd be brilliant. We'd get Dom to narrate it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
You're in a room. You're in a room. Do you wank on the sock, the cup, or the dog?
The
dog bit your junk off.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. You lose, the dog bit your cock off. You died. You wanked into the cup.
Put it in the wrong ear.
Yeah, you are now Prime Minister of England. Oh dear, fucking hell. Not my Labour Party. Jesus, I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's better than the Conservatives, but not by a great fucking deal.
Lowest bar ever.
Say that again.
We've got an election here coming up. Every 5 minutes there's an ad on YouTube about, you can't trust Labour.
You can't trust any of the cunts. It just depends what side of the cunty fence you're least uncomfortable with. Although it's quite funny over here at the moment, because there seems to be a new right wing party being formed every other fucking week. What's the latest one? The Integrity Party. And there's this brilliant rally.
That's a trumpet of patriots.
Oh, fucking hell. No, it's really funny because they were there were a load of these fucking racist gammon cunts like celebrating or something, going on some march, and they're singing "Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves." It's like Britannia rules the waves, right? Not doing a very good job of stopping them boats coming over, then are you, stupid gammon cunts? Yeah. I can help.
God.
Yes, well, no,
speaking
even
of lunatics, did you see that footage of, there was a protest in, I think it was in New York.
New York.
A bunch of people turned up outside this, there's some Israeli dignitary turned up. Some people there protesting them. And there's a bunch of, there's this Jewish guys turned up, had the little posse, and they decided that this one woman that they'd fucking seen was one of the protesters. She wasn't. She just happened to be walking past. But they harassed her and followed her around and threatened to beat her. I saw a footage of this police officer trying to get her out away from these. Must have been about 100 guys that were all fucking wearing their little hats and fucking.
Jesus.
Going nuts, this woman. And she wasn't even part of the protest. She's like, I was fucking walking past this place.
Fucking hell.
Nice. But, yeah, our fucking election here is just mental. There's a mining billionaire who's created this party called Trumpet of Patriots, and it's just got people that are just...
That sounds dodgy to start with, doesn't it?
Yeah, they just spout out nonsense and have these quick ads. Oh, if we have fast trains, then we can have cheaper houses and a quicker journey to the city and... Just saying a whole bunch of things which they think people want to hear. Vote Trumpet of Patriots. And all they're going to do is sell from their preferences to the Tory party. That's all it's there for. It's like, don't vote for, they'll say, don't vote for any of the major parties. You just can't trust them. Trust us. And we're going to give our votes to the Tories. and they're going to fuck you. So enjoy that.
But if you go back and play it back again, turn up the volume really, really loud, and you'll hear him mutter under his breath, "We hate black people."
Yeah, probably.
Oh, dear. Everybody's racist.
Well, that's part of the problem, isn't it? It's Trump's not actually blew the world up yet. He's doing his fucking best, but he's not blew the world up. So now all these right-wing parties are thinking, well, fucking hell, it's okay to do this and do that because Trump's doing it, and look what's happening over there. So you're going to see it here now. It's going to go through the fucking roof. The TV license will disappear. Boosie will come out full of adverts. It's all going to change. And before, you've always imagined, nah, it couldn't possibly change. It's too big to fail. And now it's not. So now we'll do anything. If they're getting rid of education departments in America.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking, it's fucking classic, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
Get rid of red tape. That happens here. Like the Liberal Party, which is our Tories, they fucking like to fit around the education. We have to make a few cuts over here because our money's a bit tight. Why don't you just tax the fossil fuel industry properly? No, we can't do that. They're the ones that we fillet constantly. And then my mum used to work in primary school education. She said that they keep changing it so that the way you learn to read things, so like we'd have learnt sounding out words. For a while, they changed it. We just had to do word recognition. So you have to look at the word that you hadn't seen before and just sort of know what it is. You learn what it is and then you can say it. So it fucked around with about 10 years of people learning to read. And then they struggle with everything else because the reading was a problem.
Jesus.
Yeah, so just nice shit like that. They're fucking hideous, man.
It's enough to turn you to drink. Oh, dear. I really have eaten too much chocolate. It's made me feel a bit bleh. I found this local shop that sells... Dom, you might remember this chocolate. It's called Bourneville Chocolate. It's like fucking crack cocaine. Well, obviously not quite as nice as crack cocaine, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's named after a place in Birmingham where the Cadbury's World Factory is. The place is called Bourneville.
Have either of you two seen that video clip? There's this guy, he's principally on TikTok, but he did this brilliant rant. He's a very Irish chap, and he did this massively brilliant rant on the fact that the chocolate Easter eggs, now they look like an egg when you look at it straight on, but if you turn it to the side, it's like half fucking flat. Like, this isn't a fucking egg.
Yeah, he's very good. I saw one where someone was putting glitter in Guinness, and he fucking
He was going apoplectic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think so. He's very funny.
It's true, though. He might make it taste better, though.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. I opened two eggs and I didn't even realise that was the same case. I literally, my egg's fine. Look, lifted it out and then turned it. It's like, oh, you fucking bastards.
Yeah.
How much you made by just squishing it down a bit like that? How much chocolate, sugar, whatever, less have you had to put into it for the same price or more?
Well, yeah, it's a fucking filthy lucre, isn't it?
It all comes down to it.
Yes. Money, 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 money.
Yeah, I think there's legislation coming, it was talked about here, about when to stop companies just shrinking their products by, it's 5 grams smaller, but we're charging you the same. And then 6 months later, it's 5 grams smaller, but we're charging you the same.
A year later,
hang on, my Mars bar is about as big as David's penis. This is real.
That small. What do they call it? Shrinkflation. Shrinkflation. Yeah.
So in Japan, you have a thing on the shelf, a product on the shelf. If it's got a picture of the thing, the item on the front of it, it has to be life size. It's not allowed to be bigger or smaller. So you can't lie by saying, get these bag of Twixes and they're this big, they're massive. By having a huge picture of a Twix on it, they've got to be the exact size that they are in the package, or they get fucking banned.
Okay.
Which is a good idea. Everything right there is now, we'll add 50p and we'll knock it down by 5%, and that's like an extra 20% profit per bar. Genius, but it's fucking, it's a construct.
Yeah. It's rather dodgy.
It certainly is. Dodgy bastards.
Anyone told the stiffy joke yet?
I don't think anyone's ever told it.
Yeah, have we actually ever told a stiffy joke? I mean, we've talked about my stiffy, which is a joke, but we've not had a specific thing.
No, I don't think so. I think... No, I don't think we have. Sorry, I'm distracted because I've got a music channel on TV. And it's level 42.
Oh, never mind. 42.
He kind of has his bass as a fucking necklace, doesn't he? I forgot about that.
Yeah, that 80s style of playing where it's all ba-down, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Yeah, the fucking bass right under your armpit.
Literally under his fucking...
Yeah, I mean, it's very technically good, I suppose, that sort of bass playing, but I don't really like it.
It's not hockey, is it?
It's not. Oh, speaking of which, I saw him a couple of weeks back, and that's fucking legendary. And it's really good because, like, quite a few years ago, he had one of his like side projects when you order split before they got back together again for the last time, and his group Monaco. And he had this guy that sang and did stuff with him, a guy called David Potts or Potsy. So it's like Hooking Potsy, and they had this song called "What Do You Want From Me." You probably know it if you. Like,
what do you want from me?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but in tune. What do you want from me? It's not how it used to be. You've taken my life away, ruining everything. But they actually played that during their set. It was really good because the first set was just one of the later New Order albums, Get Ready, which I'll be honest, I'm not overly keen on. I mean, the song Crystal's all right, that's about it. But for like the second set.
The myth.
Yeah, something like that. But the second set was just like wall to wall Joy Division New Order hits. It's fucking mint. And also that Monaco song. It was actually brilliant. And right at the end, Hookie just like rips his shirt off. I'll tell you what, for a man that's going to be edging 70 soon, if it's in pretty good shape, actually. The bastard.
Yeah, I call
that heroin.
There's a Monaco. What are they called?
Monaco.
No, what was the side project you just mentioned?
Sorry, the what?
What was Hockey side project you just mentioned? Was it Monaco?
Well, there's Monaco, but before that, there's one called Revenge.
I said Monaco, and then I doubted myself that it was Monaco.
They
re-released the album for Record Store Day or something, so I saw something.
Record Store Day gets on my tits now. It used to be all about like supporting your local record shops, but now, because people have cotton on to the fact that you can make a lot of money from it, you get people that are sent there by bigger companies just to, like, literally camp out about 6 hours before the shop opens. So they steam in, buy up all the stuff, and then just like scalp it and sell it on at high prices. And it's totally lost. Well, it's like everything, it gets discovered for its value and then exploited to fuck.
Well, it's kind of pointless as well because the idea was to encourage vinyl sales, but now vinyl sales are the highest they've ever been for the 15th year in a row, higher than even in the 80s.
That's all my fault. I'm sorry about that. I keep buying it.
It's probably also the fact that each album's like, instead of being £7 in our price, it's now £42 in your local record shop.
Yeah. The price of a new album is, you're not going to get any album new for less than £25 these days, really.
I bought my son, my oldest son, Jimi Hendrix album for Christmas. It cost me $80.
What? That's like £5.
Yeah. I'll set him up. You knock him down. What is that in your pounds?
$80. Aussie dollar. That's £38.54. That's expensive for an album. Yeah, nearly £40 for an album. Fucking hell.
Was it a special or anything? Was it just like a recent release? Heavy vinyl or something?
Don't call his son special. That's rude.
Yeah. No, it's just a fucking re-release of a Jimi Hendrix album. Are You Experienced, yeah. I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think that's his first one, wasn't it? Not that he released many, because he kind of died quite young, didn't he? He's part of the 27 Club, isn't he?
He is.
That was a really good podcast, actually. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was a fairly limited run, because there's not that many famous musicians that died at 27, to the best of my knowledge. But yeah, it was all about that.
Yeah.
That's
quite a few, yeah. 27.
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Thinking out of the Rolling Stones.
Robert Johnson, who basically... it's from him that most modern rock. Yeah, Kurt Cobain. Thank you, Courtney. Amy Winehouse.
Brian Jones.
Richie Edwards. Well, he was declared dead, but no one actually found him, did they? He just went. He just went from older Manic Street Preachers. Oh, yeah, Peter Freitas from Echo and the Bunnymen. Dear Mr. Echo. Mia Zapata. I don't know who that person is. American musician. Lead singer for Seattle punk band The Gits. Oh, I'm very sensitive. And of course, Ron McKernan from otherwise known as Pigpen from Grateful Dead. Chris Bell, who was in Big Star with Alex Chilton. Ah, oh, Big Star, Alex Chilton. They're fucking great. Yeah. Maybe I'll play someone. The Bitter Sound Experience live on Noisebox Radio. There you go. He just slips in and out of his voice like that. And Pete Ham, that's a great name. Who's Pete Ham? Oh, he was in a group called Badfinger. I've heard of them. They've kind of got their place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I don't recall any of their tunes. Man,
I think of Badfinger as it and like Hawkwind, that sort of band, really.
I don't know. Hawkwind brought out a new album recently. I did.
No, you shut your fucking whole mouth. They're all dead.
No. I mean, like, the lead singer, Dave Brock, still very much with us. He's 83. Fucking hell.
Gee, come on. I know.
Fucking hell. What's the point, mate?
The latest album was this year called There Is No Space For Us. I've not listened to it yet. I used to be really into Hawkwind, funnily enough, back in my misspent ute.
I ever heard one song and that was it.
Don't tell me. Silver Machine. Silver Machine. And those that's sorry.
I was going to say the only two things I heard of Hawkwind was Silver Dream Machine, Silver Machine or whatever it is, and Neil's favourite band and Young Ones.
What about some Hawkwind or Marillion? Now I would play that clip now, but you cunts can't hear the fucking audio.
Yeah, what about in post?
Yeah, it's really annoying now. Oh, mind you, I've not rebooted my computer in about a week. That's probably something to do with it. Who can tell?
Yeah, possibly.
Blimey, we've been busting.
I can tell you.
What, you're going to tell me what?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, seeing as we're going to get cut off mercilessly very shortly, dear listeners, this has been Strange Times. Me and M2, we're going to have a little chat off mic. For the rest of you lot, StrangeTimeshow.com. Any last words?
Fuck off.
That'll do.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.